Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Greetings, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for May 30th, 2015, and it's my great pleasure to be interviewing a native wisdom keeper on the show today. But first, here's the local and global weather report. For those listening locally here in Paradise Valley, Montana, there's been a lot of rain and more coming this next week. Watch for cows on the roads. Cowboys are driving cattle to higher pastures that are plush with the recent rains. For those listening in the 62 countries that this show streams to on the Internet, the global weather is rather erratic, and Earth changes continue with frequent earthquake and volcanic activity worldwide. This is also part of the cosmic weather, with a frequency shift in the Schumann resonance of the Earth, in coherence with the surge in the source field due to galactic alignment of our solar system with hundreds of billions of stars in the galactic plane of our Milky Way galaxy. I have discussed this event of the big shift of energies, frequencies on many previous shows on Cosmic Love. And many listeners are well aware of the true meaning of the 2012 Mayan prophecies regarding the 25,920-year precession of the equinoxes. This is the real reason for the dramatic frequency shift in the heartbeat, Schumann resonance of the Earth, and it explains the corresponding resonance in the heart and brain fields of humans, raising the frequencies of consciousness in a unified field of coherence with the frequencies of Earth. For those listening who are not familiar with all this, our solar system orbits the great central sun about two-thirds out from the center of the galactic plane photon belt of our Milky Way. As our solar system orbits around the center, it's also orbiting above and below the photon belt in a 25,920-year cycle, crossing the photon belt every 13,000 years or so. That alignment with the great light of the photon belt is the source of frequency shift on Earth and the surge in the source field of quantum reality that we're seeing on Earth now. Now, the Mayans called this alignment the Great Crossing. It's happening now with the thinning of the veil as the frequency shift opens the conscious mind to the great light of source that is surging in the Earth and in our hearts and minds. Today, we have a native wisdom leader and teacher on the show. Tata Eric Gonzalez is founder and spiritual leader of the nonprofit Earth Peoples United. He has been recognized and honored by Mayan elders as well as elders from numerous native tribes in the Americas, North and South. These elders have bestowed numerous titles upon Tata Eric that translate somewhat in English as wisdom keeper or supernatural light. Thank you, Tata Eric, for being with us on Cosmic Love today.
Thank you, and it's a great honor to be here with you and all the relatives, you know.
Thank you so much. Dr. Eric, you have a unique voice for our time, and we'd all love to hear your story and perspective on the world-changing situation we find ourselves in. So where were you born, and how did your vision quest mature the last 30 years?
Thank you. You know, first we want to send, you know, greetings to all my relatives and sending this prayer and these words with you and the people who will be listening, you know, and coming from here, just we call it Deer Mound Sanctuary. It's just north of Mount Shasta. So, you know, sending our love and gratitude from here. And as you speak, you know, all these alignments and what we are experiencing today in our world, you know, it's for our people. We've been the Maya and other indigenous people. You know, I've been traveling with elders since I was like 17, and up and down the whole continent. You know, and at times, you know, it was kind of a peril time, like in Guatemala, Mexico, others, you know, to practice our traditional ways. It was a cost to get kidnapped or killed or, you know, torture or beaten or, you know, it's just, it wasn't allowed, you know. But we went through it and we fought a war for, you know, 54 years, you know, civil war, they call it over there in Guatemala. and same in El Salvador and Nicaragua and others, you know, and I know it's been a big shift like that too in Peru and Colombia, you know, but our people, the earth people, nations, you know, the indigenous, what they call indigenous people and indigenous elders, you know, I've been traveling with them for a long time, and for a while I was translating between the elders of the South America and the North America. Mm-hmm. And what you were talking about in your intro and what we are witnessing today, you know, now they can say, well, that was a prophecy, you know. Mm-hmm. It was shared a long time ago. So it should not be a big surprise, you know, that we are coming into this new frequency of our Mother Earth. Others call it planetary shifting or the shifting of the eras, you know. For our people, we kept records of time, you know, in our calculations of the movements of the sun and the moon, all that, you know. But what is that supposed to do, you know? It just gives us an awareness of our experience in the physical world. So we start seeing that something is changing, is shifting. And so, you know, for those who are listening, who are concerned, who are witnessing, or now maybe they're paying the price from shifts in the weather or wars or hunger or diseases, you know, it was that we had time to prepare. And for some people, it's still much time to prepare, you know, and to, you know, be in a more kind of a spiritual relationship with life. And in that, there is a language that we understand, instructions we call them, instructions in to reach or to co-create what we call Pashil Kayala. And Pashil Kayala is what we call now in the sanctuaries, places of good relationship with the weathers, places that are in tune with the changes. So they're, you know, kind of sometimes they're tucked away. Sometimes you find, you know, lots of spring water. You find a lot of our relatives, you know, the animals, they call it. The plant life is healthy. You know, there's a kind of isolation. And then the other is that we co-create the Pashil Kayala wherever we are. Like, you know, changing the way we do things, you know, like here in California, so many people don't starting to have no water. And it was told, you know, that this was coming, you know. So now you find yourself living on the edge of an ocean with a $4 or $5 million house, and you have a, you know, $2,000 water tank in your front yard. It doesn't look very nice, but now you have to have that. And pretty soon the trucks won't be able to get to you with your water. So all these things are common sense. You know, we call it at this time of the sixth sun. What you were saying about the, we call Oshlahuch Paktun, the era where we keep the measurement of time according to galactic seasons, you know, planetary seasons. So everybody kind of heard about the 2012, December 21st, but it's not what the writers and others were talking about. You know, it was no ending of the world or nothing. But an opportunity to be in awareness and to be co-creating ourselves in shifting into this, what we call the era of the golden honey. This is the prophecy say, in the sixth sun, the people made out of honey will thrive upon the earth around the Pashil Kayala, while the rest goes in darkness. You know, and you see that already. You know, many humans don't even look like humans anymore. It's like a shift in the, because, you know, the drugs, the alcohol, a lot of their behaviors have changed, even some of their physicalness. And their spirituals already, they're not, you know, they just kind of look like humans, but they're not. You know, they're shifting into another beings, you know. And so this is what we've been observing. Our conscience keeps showing us the, you know, to prepare, to grow our food, to train the young people, to make the councils, to have the elders share with the youth. bring the medicine people to co-create circles of elders, circles of wisdom, to preserve some of the knowledge, to talk about, if we remember what are the original instructions that go beyond cultural, religious, or scientific knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
These are original instructions that no matter what, and what you know, what you have, when you approach the river or the lake to drink water, there is no difference between us and the bear, the eagle, or anybody else living in the water. Those are rules. You know, those are the original instructions. So we've been sitting in council for many years to talk with the elders and the young and seeing, okay, what are the original instructions for this new era that we must consider for our survival, you know.
This is a realignment with, as I understand it, cosmic law or natural law, the great law of source, and with the thinning of the veil. A lot of people, well, some people are waking up to all kinds of gifts of the Holy Spirit and connection with source, and other people are losing it.
Just, yeah,
they're losing it, and again, drugs and alcohol, so the thinning of the veil, as I understand it, it's like many native ceremonies with the peyote or the mescaline or the ayakasha drinks with create a thinning of the veil and an experiencing of that sense of source or the. Where there is, it's sometimes called non-linear spherical conscience, rather than the Western left brain thinking with the reason and logic, which is linear and logical, but it's not holistic and spherical and connected to nature or nature's laws or cosmic law or the laws of source. And I think that what you're doing with these ceremonies and services where people come together and they honor that principle of the earth and the mother and that gives birth to a new consciousness and a new relationship with nature, I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, our people knew, you know, for all people of the world had the sacraments. And these were our allies, the energy and the spirit behind the plants, the flowers, some minerals. It was hidden from the normal people, you know, because it is not to be used for recreation or like they're using them now in the festivals and
mm-hmm.
you know all these great gatherings that they go around burning things and you know but those sacraments were meant to continue helping humanity to know what we call God creator, to have that love, respect for Mother Nature and for all relations. What the West is doing now is approaching our ceremonies, our sacraments in the way they do everything else. You know, they say we're going to do an Earth Day festival, and it's all about parties and dancing and you know, kind of thing like that, and then they're using our sacraments.
Yeah.
When they all leave, and you look back at some of those places, it just looked like a dump, trash everywhere, and you know, empty bottles and sleeping bags and, you know, and they went to the bathroom everywhere and they just, that's how they leave it, you know, and so no longer is that sacred. And so for our people, we knew that was our medicine, to stay in oneness, to stay wholeness, to stay in respect, because when this is part of your life, when you are in the ceremonial life, is nothing but to know that everything has a spirit. Everything has a relation to us, and they are there to help us, and we are there to help them, you know. And pretty soon, it becomes like, I am that flower, I am that tree, so I am part of the forest. I am part of the essence of the universe. So we start trying to shift, you know, like for us now, as we became aware of what the indoctrinations were made to us. They told us who we were. They told us what to believe in. They told us how to eat and everything, you know, how to dress. And so now is we have to go to a place of finding our own essence, our uniqueness, our direct relationship to Creator, to the Spirit, you know, to the God, they call it, and then to the Mother Nature, you know. And there we'll find who we are. So nowadays they said all of us, you know, they tell us, they say, find what is your placement in the web of life. No longer I am a doctor, I am a carpenter, or not, you know, like what is our placement around that circle of life? So if a bear, a monkey, a hummingbird, a whale was sitting in the same round table with you, what would be your responsibility as a human, you know, in that circle? Or a tree, you know, if you were in a council of trees, what would be your responsibility as a human, you know, ambassador sitting in the forest? And so this is the medicine. This is what the sacraments will teach us if we stay with it in a holy way. Otherwise, we see what they've done. They take the spear out of the mama coca, and now you have crack, you have cocaine, you have all these foods that turning humans into creatures, you know, and they do things that are unthinkable, you know. And so the same thing with the ayahuasca. Ayahuasca now is creating incredible traumas to people, because now they're mixing it with ecstasy, and they're mixing it in these festivals, or they're doing it in ways that are just not correct, so that people are paying the price. You know, because on the other side of the veil, not everything is like the love and light that we think. There are predators. We call them soul catchers. And so we got to be careful how we go through them. You know, like the one example is so powerful is the tobacco. Now they know they become addicted to it. Now they know they can add things and capture your soul just by, you know, giving you what you want. So the tobacco will give you what you want, but it's going to ask for payment. When that payment comes, it doesn't come in $1 or $2. It comes in your energy field. It comes in your health. It comes in from your soul. So now you see people, you know, in the hospitals, they got to go have a smoke even though they're breathing oxygen, because that power of the tobacco is so strong. Humans don't have power over some of these medicines. So we become addicted. The alcohol is another. The crack, you see how fast people are lost when they take that spear away from the plants and they use it in a social, self, satisfying ways. And so the list goes on, as you know. And so, but in the sacred way, it will illuminate you. It will heal you. It will guide you. It will take you to a place of understandings where we become co-creators of the healing process that needs to happen now on Mother Earth. And not because there are trees or the water, but of the humans. So we're healing ourselves, healing others. And so that's what our ceremonial pilgrimages are like. We're going to do some presentations in L.A. coming up, in Culver City, other places like that, Santa Ynez. Ceremonies and presentations to remind our human brothers and sisters that there's options still. There's other ways that we can be part of where we are not going to lose anything, but we're going to gain much. But to make that shift, we're going to have to be have courage, very strong, very calm in our minds, calm in our spirits, not wanting to take something from somebody else or trying to become something that we are not, is to become real, become part of the circle of life, you know. So this is what we're preparing to. And then in Guatemala, we're going right now in the galactic frequency, it's about healing ancestral wounds. and finding the joy in life. We know now that through the DNA, we are given like the color of hair, our shape of our body, maybe some of our traits, some of the experiences of our ancestors, but a lot we have inherited dysfunctions. Some are called diseases, some are called now mental problems, others are called behavioral problems, and so there's an opportunity now to look at those things and transform them, because what's coming next is a joy. The honey starts to drip from the galaxy spirit. And so when we can understand what that honey is, we can partake in it, you know. And so this sacrament is organic, is spiritual, is of a high frequency. But some of us who are not prepared will not even know it's there. And some others will even crush against it and will not adapt to it. So they will run the other way with fears and hesitations. And they will even try to stop it, not knowing that that was their salvation, so to speak. That was their medicine. That was their doctor, their guide, you know. And so this is what we're facing right now. So we're heading to our place. We have another sanctuary in Lake Atitlan in Guatemala. This is another one of the holy places of the Maya. It's inside of the ancient city of the Xutuhil. And beautiful gardens, you know, we planted over 300,000 trees and just as many seeds, you know, flowers, medicines, fruits, you know, foods, and then ceremonial grounds, the temazcal, the maloca for the ceremonies, you know. And so those are our efforts to give back to Mother Nature and to show our brothers and sisters, the humans, that we can co-create and coexist in even a more flourishing way, a more healthier way, even a more joyous way than what we're even experiencing now.
I think the dream of many dream keepers and of seeing that how things could be and how things can be changing, you know, for the better, and going back to rituals and going back to devotion to the land with their gardens, and permaculture now is becoming quite a strong movement, and this understanding of the web of life. I like Chief Seattle, what he said about how we are just a part of the web of life, and what we do to the web, we do to ourselves.
Yeah.
And that this is so much what the big the test, I think, of the times is the shift accelerates. And I mean, we can pray that for the harmony of the worlds with these changes, for the balancing in the tectonic plates of the earth as they shift, and as the earth adjusts to these new frequencies, I can see where there will be many big changes that can be, you know, not too bad. They can be mitigated by our prayers and by the dream keepers who can see a better world and hold the vision of how good things can be and how we can make it so with our prayers and our devotions and the sense of the sacred. And many people are coming out of the cities and wanting to get back to the land and building intentional communities. There's so many people I know who have gone into the mountains or into the places where they can come into community for the purpose of everyone hanging together. And it used to be called the country dwellers, or back in the Dark Ages they called them the pagans, but pagans meant the country dwellers. And of course, the country dwellers were the city dwellers called them pagans, but the country dwellers were close to nature, and they used the herbs for medicine, they used the nature for healing, nature cures. And And of course, the white man in the city burnt them at the stake.
Yeah.
As they were the witches in the Dark Ages, they burnt the stake. And of course, we have many people enlightened now to what happened, and not so enlightened, so many people regarding the big challenge now with the changing of frequencies and to a unity consciousness and a co-creation with all peoples, and a unity consciousness that all agree to and abhor the endless war insanity for the profit of those who, you know, who make war, and many people have awakened to that, and as the veil thins, I think with the frequency shift, there will be awakening to not just how good things could be with co-creation of all humanity and harmony, but also an awakening to the insanity of institutions that no longer serve the purpose for which they were created, but serve the purpose of profit before people. And of course, that insanity is becoming more aware to more people as the veil thins and the frequency shift brings people in their own consciousness to a higher awareness of how true and good certain things are and can be, and by contrast, the discernment to know, in the discernment of spirits, to know those evil spirits or energy veil, evil as energy veil, that keeps people in illusion and delusion, so they don't have the dream of the honey and of the golden age. They don't have that. They've lost. Many have lost that dream and are in Maya illusion and the illusion and self delusion of a sense of separation from what was known as the Great Spirit, which is joy and compassion and holiness, you know, in connection with the land.
Yeah. Yes.
So. Tata Eric, you have been to many tribes, north and south, and have shared this understanding of the changes coming upon the earth. And I have followed over the years, many years, the Hopi and Tibetan and other native people's prophecies regarding this time, and even you know, the prophets of the Old Testament and Revelations, and there's it seems to be a convergence in many people's minds, and even that of many scientists who measure the Schumann resonance of the Earth and how it has increased dramatically over the last decade. It used to be a standard so stable that it was used for military communications as the standard frequency, the Schumann resonance of the Earth. But it has been increasing, and it increases the frequency resonance in the brain field, the hemispheres of the brain, and it's been increasing from alpha to a theta level frequencies that's known in the scientific community that is more of a creative, a higher frequency of co-creation in some regards, but for other people, it creates a shift from what was normal. And for many people, it seems the times seem very unnormal.
Yeah.
But many people are not conscious of how they are conscious. They don't have that inner sense, the innocence of an inner sense of normalcy and harmony and stability, and they look for the excitement in the world of a drug that's like going down a steep mountain on skis out of control.
Yeah.
Where they have that excitement of they're moving fast and things are exciting, but I have lost over the years, I have known friends that never came back from those drugs, and their lives just their consciousness went someplace else, and this is the collateral damage of the shift for those who do not seek the seek the harmony and the centered and connected center of being with Source. And I am a real true believer that there are herbs and foods and fasting and prayers, and there is purification that does center a person with their higher self, their real self. And I know many friends who have had that experience, myself included, of the sense of the spirits, the elemental spirits, the sylphs, gnomes, the fiery salamanders, the undines of the water, the spirit beings that are just as real as the clouds that we see and the fire we see with our eyes, but the beings of the spirit world that many people are gaining on the spiritual path, are gaining second sight of these things. And not that is the purpose of spiritual purification, but it goes with the territory, you might say, for many people who are purifying at this time, and for many people, their direction and where to go, safe areas if there are earth changes,
yeah.
And whether they should go into spiritual community, because if there are serious earth changes, and I've had many people on this show over the years who are experts on what is coming with pole shift, and that's not foreordained or etched in stone. But there are many prophecies, the Kachina prophecies, about what is sometimes referred to as Nibiru or Planet X, and there are many people that say that I've had on the show, and this is a point for discernment for those who purify and to know these things and the truth of these things. And of course, anyone go to the internet and search these things, but there's quite often 9 times or 10 times more disinformation than true information on the internet on any one subject. It's sometimes difficult to find the truth there.
Yeah.
But for those who have the gift of discernment, I know that they can find and research much information, then go to the source. And go to source within. I really believe everyone has their own source guide. That it's there. Call it that small voice within, or the voice of conscience, or the voice of their spirit guide, or there is. When one is centered and connected, like that still mountain lake that reflects the heavens, and yet you can look through the still surface to the deep, the subconscious. And just know the bedrock, and know the solid underneath the waters and underneath the heavens what is true. And I think there are many people there that have experienced that and know that voice when they hear it. And that still small voice, with purification now, there are so many people that are they're finding their path back to. The great spirit, nature's blessed, blessed nature. I mean, out of the cities, there's another world.
Yeah, and it's going to become for some, just a common sense. It's just a good common sense of health and well-being. They become aware, because we know now that, the food that they're serving on the fast foods is just poison.
Yeah.
Water, that it even says spring water now, we see that they're being, recycled water that has become just liquid. It doesn't have the energy or the spirit anymore in it. So that it's just a liquid that, yes, satisfies the thirst, but it doesn't have that energy or the power in it. So people just keep buying and trusting that those bottles are the best water for them. instead of taking the pilgrimage to a water spring, an example, you know.
Yeah.
And so for us, you know, that we've been, you know, preparing and you know, for 30 years, I didn't even know, in my awareness, it wasn't like, oh, we're preparing for the 13 Bakhtun, you know, for the 2012, you know, December 21st. But then while I was there, I realized what it took to hold our own ceremonial grounds, coming from a war, you know, coming from where we didn't even have access to our sacred sites. We didn't even have our own place to have a fire, you know, in quiet and without interference from somebody. And there we were. We were on the shores of Lake Atitlan with people from all over the world. And what it took the whole way back, 30 years before, listening to the elders saying, when that comes, you know, I'm like, wow, that's 30 years. I don't even know if we're going to be alive, you know.
Yeah.
And so then living it and seeing what we were being guided to do in the actions of human to create divine energy relationship. That's what we call our ceremonies. And so there we were, you know, being guided by our people, the Maya, to do the ceremonies to let the old fire go out. That fire was to, you know, let it be. You know, give it to the earth, give it to the space and time, give it to the ancestors of all, you know, and said thank you. And then go on the other side of the pyramid and light the new fire. Look ahead. What's ahead of us? What can we do? How can we unify? How can we create the alliances? What do we have in our basket that we can depend on? Who is our family? Who is our relationships? Who are our tribes that we can do this together? So this is what we're doing, you know. And then I realized, like, wow, we've been on the steps of the words of the ancestors to create living prophecy. And that's what we were embodying. This is what we're living on. We're living in you know, fresh water, clean water, a beautiful land, deer on the yard, bears coming around, cougars, you know, the eagles. Four eagles were here today. Today, you know, with the four colors of people from different places, from Oromo, Philippines, Europe, here in America, we were planting medicines today. So we created a medicine garden today, moving rocks, moving earth, moving chips. You know, everything was here in the land. And so we planted medicines today all day. And day yesterday the same, you know. And so, and we're getting ready for some ceremonies here. 2 days ago, we blessed seeds, you know, not just physical seeds, but it was that in the Mayan calendar, this was the time to, you know, like all seeds have to be activated by something.
Yeah.
Like the sperm enters the egg, must be activated by spirit. So there comes the third element. Boom, you know, sperm enters, spirit enters, and then new life begins. So that's what we do with the elementals. So the fire, we did fire ceremony on our arbor here at Deer Mountain. Bless the seeds of our thoughts. Bless the seeds for our Earth Wisdom School. Bless the seeds for our sanctuaries. Bless the seeds of peace. Bless the seeds of, you know, of all these prayers that we have for the wellness of humanity and the wellness of Mother Earth. And that's what we put in the fire. Then we take it, and in the next couple of days, we will be blessed inside the Suerlach. And pipe ceremonies at sunrise and other ceremonies that are coming up in preparation to go to Guatemala, to go to Santa Ynez with the Chumash people and Mexica and others. They're gathering down there, you know, so that we can co-create the higher frequency so the sanctuaries are sanctified, you know, and we can bring that energy. We can collectively strengthen that frequency that will attract the ones who are ready, the ones who want to co-create a different world. The others, like we shared earlier, as you know too, they're running. They're so scared, you know, and many don't know.
Yeah.
So that's why we are willing to do this, like radio and televisions, and we have a website, and we have all these efforts to reach out to our people, you know. And then hold our sanctuaries, hold our ceremonies. We're going to have elders from different countries down in Guatemala in July, you know, where we gather at Pachapa, you know. And here is to see about what are we going to do with this gift of the ancestors, you know, and how are we going to shift it so that we can prepare the bundles for the next generation. And so this is the, you know, that Pachapa does to us is a place of soul rejuvenation and connection to the certain energy fields in the earth who are really high, like Atitlan in Guatemala is so active, like earthquakes, the winds across the lake. That lake is about 1,000 feet deep, so you talk about the reflection deep, you know. Then we have volcanoes around. Then the sun is very strong, you know. And then we are on a sacred site, you know, where there's a lot of energy has been collected for thousands of years. So this is also here at Mount Shasta, here where we are. These were some of the original places of the ghost deaths of the native people.
Yeah.
To bring back the spirit of the ancestors, to bring back the common sense, the way the land was before, you know, because there was a respect, there was a different way of being, then now we're starting to find out that was probably more in tune and it could have had a better survival than what we have today. You know, and so this is where we have presented ourselves to many international councils and forums, and you know, aspects of countries, you know, with the president of Norway and Sweden and others, and to talk, you know, to say, you know, we have opportunity still. We're not yet to the place of no return. Other places have reached that, and we see, you know, millions of people in refugee camps. Other millions right now are losing their homes, and you know, and thousands of others, Texas and Oklahoma, and all, you know, it's coming. We know it's here already. The ice already, you know, we could see the photographs from the 1800s all the way to now, and we see there is a real change. The icebergs don't lie, you know. The ice, the north and the Antarctica, it is not. They don't lie, you know, and so. Something, if we are smart, if we are concerned about our kids, you know, we have 4 grandkids, we have 5 kids, and we have a family, and we care about our relations, you know, and to say, you know, this is the moment. Co-create, because maybe you won't be able to make it. And then the era of lamentation, as we see already in many countries. You know, already it's the era of lamentation for them. To us here, we still have that opportunity to talk like this, to think, okay, we can prepare. You know, what can we do? Let's put our resources together. Let's put our minds together. Let's put those prayers together. Support each other in a way that will last longer than what we can have the self satisfaction of the physical. And this is what. So many people, like you said earlier, you know, they're caught up in the self-satisfaction. You know, but what about me now? And so many of our young people are so misled. You know, an example, we saw pictures that there was an Earth Day celebration back in New York somewhere where there was 90,000 people. And here we were only two, my wife and I, we were doing ceremony for the Earth Day. And so 90,000, wow, big, you know. But when we saw what they did, so much airplanes, so much traveling, so much noise for 3 or 4 days, and they had these big festivals. When they left, they said the county decided to create a dump site, a refuge place, you know, to keep putting, there was so much trash left from those people. You know, from those 90,000 people, that area was so contaminated, it was not worth trying to clean it. So they just bulldozed it and made it into a dump site, they say. And then before we left the meadow with my wife, I said, look, Eddie, looked back, and we looked back, and it was all pristine. Only white smoke coming from our fire, you know, in the middle of the day. That was it. That was what we left. Everything else was burnt, you know, nice fire, some flowers and incense and little wood, you know. And that was what we did for Earth Day, to bring that conscience. But, you know, imagine the outcome of two against 90,000.
Yeah.
How can we, you know, and so with you and others who are bringing conscience, and this is your medicine to, you know, continue to make it more available to share with the people, you know, what the outcome of all this in the long term is going to be more hardships for our seventh generation, if we even get there.
Yeah.
There's a possibility that we are not. And so, you know, but there's a huge possibility, the big efforts of, you know, gardening and taking care of the land. Imagine, I said to her, 90,000 people. If we can take those 90,000 and go across one river from the headwaters all the way to the ocean and clean it up, plant more trees and pick up all the trash and create little ways for the fish to come up and, you know, and make that river flourish. That's what I shared. You know, imagine five of those festivals, if we can redirect that medicine and put people to be with the land, with the earth, you know.
I think we're there at a time where we will have the potential to see things change very fast and in a very good way, because there is a whole new spirit of instant everywhere, interactive connectivity with the internet, where people worldwide are now waking up to the problem and waking up to the sense of the sacred, and there's that. That's the sense of that is sanctifying the earth, and that is the spirit of, you know, that the peoples of Earth, and your Earth Peoples United website is an important work, I think, at this time. I think it's so important that people worldwide have that sense of the sacred and of the Earth unity, that we can. And it's better that we do hang together rather than hang separately.
Yeah.
And we've pretty much come to the length of our show, but I want to thank you, Tata Eric Gonzalez, for sharing your vision of where we are with this big change and frequency shift, and the hope that you bring to the many peoples with this vision of coming together into community and for the sacred purpose of sanctifying, you know, our lives with the plant medicine and with the spirit medicine of awareness of, you know, for passing the torch to the next generation. I'm so grateful for what you're doing, and I really look forward to coming and seeing what you're doing there in Mount Shasta. It's not that far, and if you're ever up in Montana near out the north gate of Yellowstone Park near Chico Hot Springs in Paradise Valley, I'd love to host you at a gathering here.
Thank you, Dr. Yeah, so what a beautiful blessing and an opportunity to be here with you and to meet you sometime soon, you know, in a ceremony and whatever, you know, we could do to support you and your relatives or your efforts, you know. Thank you for the opportunity. And we're here, you know, with a lot of other elders too. That sometimes, you know, we like to extend that to bring together nice delegations to ceremonial places, you know. So thank you so much for this opportunity.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for those who have been listening. Thank you for listening, and you have the information of Tata Eric's Gonzalez website and how to be in touch with him. So. Wish you all well, happy trails, see the good, and make it so, and we'll see you in a couple weeks on Cosmic Love. Thank you, Tata Eric, and goodbye now.
Oh, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There is a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change. Only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience. It will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.